Let's say the Ramban here at the beginning. Tivak Kadosh Baruch Hu's Moshe Kasha Tisa Esrosh Bnei Yisrael B'Minyan Yitnu Kofa Nefesh Machtas HaShakal V'Amar Lo V'Lakachtas Kesef HaKippurim HaNizkor V'Nasata Oso Al Avodas Ol Moed U'Mizeh Yilmod Moshe Sheyimna Oso Mata וכן עושה, כמו שעומר וחסף פקודי העדה מאז קיקו. ולא הוא צריך להרך ולאומר, ואתו תיסה ראשם, ונוסעת הכסף על עבוד עשור מועד. כי הדבר מובן מעצמו שימנה מטה. לפיכך כל המצווה כאשר תיסה ראשם תעשה כן, שיכנס בכלל כל פעם שימנה. Even though we don't find a pasuk, a phrase that issues an imperative to Moshe Rabbeinu to count them now, but the combination of A, the timing of the mitzvah, that punkt now, because Baruch was telling him, oh, by the way, whenever you conduct a census, so make sure that you don't do it directly. Make sure that you count indirectly. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes and you'll take the money and you'll direct the money for Avodas Ol Moed. So that combination makes clear that Moshe Rabbeinu is being told to conduct the census now. In general, by Talmud Torah, the standard of Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneim, the Rashi quotes Keshulchan Aruch, and the lengths to which the Rebbe is supposed to go to explain things and clarify things. וכך נאמר שתוסם לפניהם כשולחן האורך ומוכן לאכל לפני האדם. But all that notwithstanding, that there's an expectation on our end that we're not passive. Understanding is not something passive. Even when one is a Talmud in the Rebbe-Talmud relationship, and Moshe Rabbeinu is that vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. Understanding is something active. It's something active in two ways. It's active in the sense that the truth is, whatever you understand, I mean, the Rebbe can walk us through the thought process, but to understand, you have to think it for yourself. It's never, Again, the Rebbe can walk the Talmud through a thought process, but to really understand, the Talmud then has to think it through himself. And you can tell when Talmidim do that, when they don't do that. Sometimes the words are parroted, and sometimes you see a light bulb goes on. So understanding can never be passive. That's A. And B, understanding is never passive in the sense that there's an expectation that one draws inferences as appropriate, draws conclusions as appropriate. And that Surah Salimud is clear what the Ramban is talking about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu never directly tells Moshe Rabbeinu Menei Pekod here in Parshas Kisisa. And yet, Hadava Muvan Me'atzmo Sheyimnei Mata. And that's the Tzuras Salimud. The role of Chazara, at least the first time, it really should have a different description, should have a different word the first time than it does the other times. The first time is not to chazer. The first time is to think it through actively, as opposed to just having sort of written down the words, which is a passive mode. After that, chazara is to reinforce that to try to prevent shechacha. So the way this minyan was conducted was that they were supposed to come forward with the Matzis HaShekel, and then since there was a direct correspondence by counting the Matzis HaShekel, so that accomplished the minyan. V'sitein also al avodas olmoy, v'lochein lo hutzach ato la'aron unsim sheyu imo, v'ein taine mikol ha'over al ha'pekudim, meaning the people are not presenting themselves. That's not what kol ha'over al ha'pekudim means in this context. It doesn't mean that the way the census is being conducted is that they're passing before you. Ki perusha ha'vot li la'avon. Meaning, even though the Ramban said in the opening words here that the Kasha Tisa is right, whenever. But Afal Pi Chein, it's still not clear. Is it whenever you, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Midbar, will count them? This is the way the census has to be conducted. Meaning, clearly, it's more than this. All the Ramban said initially is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke in sweeping terms, meaning, but the sweeping terms may have been whenever in the Midbar. a census is going to be conducted. Ramban doesn't spell out for us. So why is David so at fault? Chatasi ma'od is an interesting phrase. Right, I've sinned exceedingly. I've sinned greatly. Ma'od is al derech haplaga. I don't know if it's really ambiguous here. So why is it such a chet ma'od for not succeeding in deciphering that ambiguity? So we do find that there was at least, I don't know, are there others that mentioned in the Rim Mishnah, but there's at least one minyan after Moshe Bamidbar, before David's minyan, which is conducted by Shaul, where the pasuk says Vayifkedein Batzloim, and that Shaul also refrained from counting directly. But Vayifkedein Batzloim through sheep. So maybe that's one possible answer, that the David HaMelech should have known from that precedent, even if it's not clear to him from the psukim on his own what the pshat is. But there was a masorah that he could have tapped into, because Shaul HaMelech, the pasuk describes Vayishama Shaul Asa'on here in Shmuel Aleph Parik Tezvav Vayishama Shaul Asa'on Vayifkedein Batzloim. So Shaul refrained. The Rambam has a lashon. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel is talking about how you count Shmita years when Yovel is not knowing. And he presents two different ways of calculating where in his day, where they were holding in the Shemitah year. And he presents one view, and then says that all the Gaonim said Faker, Question is, when you got to year 49, Hagam that Yovel wasn't Noheg. So when Yovel is Noheg, so Yovel doesn't count towards the next Shemitah cycle, right? You count 49 years, then the 50th year is not year one of the next Shemitah cycle, it's Yovel. And then year 51 is the next year of Yovel cycle. So what do they do during Golas Bavel? Avol kol ha'gaonim amru shemasaros yibideihem ish mipi ish pergil halacha hei. Shalomana ba'osan Hashem Mshana shebein chubin ba'yis vishan ubinyin ba'yis sheni el shmitos bulvad b'lo yovel. And similarly, v'chein the same question, v'chein mishachav ba'achron el omanu shnas chamishim el shava shava bulvad mitzkila shnas ha'chorban. Ulefi cheshbon zeh, this halach is how we know when the Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah, because the Rambam tells you what year it is. לפי חשבון זה, תהשנה זו, שישנה שבע ומאה ואלף לחורבן, מוצאי שביעית, ועל זה אנו סומכים, וכפי חשבון זה אנו מורים לעניין מייסוס ושביעית ואשמתוס כספים, שהקבלה והמייסה עמודים גדולים בהרלה, ובהם ראוי להתעלות. If Svara tells you one thing, but then there's a Kabbalah, a tradition that tells you something else, so you're supposed to rely, halacha lemaisa, you're supposed to rely on the Kabbalah, you're supposed to rely on the Maisa Rav. So I don't know, maybe that's a taina on David HaMelech. He should have deferred to the Maisa Rav of how Shaul had conducted the census. Rambam in Parshas Korach explains that the Negev, which resulted when David conducted the census directly, was not purely in response to his chait. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish Bnei Yisrael for David HaMelech's chait. Or at least that's what one side Rambam has. He says that rather the hakpada on Bnei Yisrael at the time was that they weren't nisora to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why there was a tviya on them. And then when David HaMelech was chote in counting them directly, so as it were, is kan matzah belchov, makom lig versus chovo. So then those two converge. David HaMelech sinned in counting directly is in v'loyeva negev b'fkod osam, and they were ro'oi la'omesh mitzah, the fact that they had been misrashel in not taking initiative to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Ramban has in Parshas Korach. Okay. Rabbi Senu Darshu Mikan Shalosh Trumas may be behind me. Now, if you skip to where the Ramban says, because of Rashi, Lefisha Romas Kan Shalosh Trumas, you see that? Skipping a bit. Because of Rashi, the Fisher Romas can Shalosh Trumas. Achas Trumas Ha'adonim, Sheminaon Shehishil Benidvas HaMishkan, Acha Yomek Yifurim B'Shana B'Shana. So, of the three Trumas to which the Torah is alluding here, so one was the collection which they used the silver for the Adonim. Shemanon Chehizchila B'Nidvas HaMishkan Acha Yom HaKippurim B'Shana Rishona V'Nasna Kol Echad Machtis HaShakel V'Ola L'Mas HaKikah Shenema, which is what the Torah refers to in Parshas Pekudei, V'Chesef Pekudei Eide, right? The silver from the census of the people was Ma'as Kikah V'Gomer. V'Hashniya, the second Truma, the second collection, Afhi Al Yedei Minyan, also the Nadava were attained through a census. Shemenon Mishahukam Mishkan, Hu Minyan Ha'omor B'Chomesh HaPikudim. That's the census described in Parshas Bamidbar. Ve'echad Lachodesh Hasheni V'Shona Hashenis. V'Nasnu Kol Echad. What was done with that money? V'Nasnu Kol Echad Machtzis Hashekel Liknos Mehem Korbanos Tzibur. The money, the funds from the second census, the one that's described in Parshas Bamidbar, were used for Korbanos Tzibur. So what emerges according to that, the Ramban says later, he says, "V'chein nirali ki shalosh trumos shavamas kan ha'achas l'kavanos hatzibo enena al yedei haminyan ha'omer b'chomesh hapikudim k'divrei harav." The truma here to which the Torah alludes, which was for the trumas halishka to buy the kavanos tzibor, those funds were not acquired through the census. Why? First of all, kisham nema and pashas b'midbar achas matei levi lo sifkod. But v'hashkalim shel korbanos machtzis hashekel levi'im chayavim lehem ledivrei hakol. U'kedivrei chachamim af hakohanim. V'chein halacha k'mo shemefurash b'masach hashkalim. V'od ki hashkalim lakorbanos einam miben esrim shana v'mayla, ela mishehevi shtei sairos chayav lishkol. V'chein mefurash shan. Aval tziva hakosuv sheyaviyu l'mlechas hamishkan Trumas chatzi hashekel v'chol ha'over ha'abkud miben esrim shana v'mayla. The money from the second census wasn't used for the Trumas HaLishka. That was used for the Mishkan, for whatever they needed silver in the Mishkan. V'ramas ha'osha lo yabe v'hadal lo yamet mimachtis hashekel. That in addition to the machtzis hashekel that they gave twice for two minyanim for the census that was two that were conducted, that in addition they would also give a machtzis hashekel for korbanos, but the machtzis hashekel for korbanos was not miben esrim. So what emerges here is that the way Rashi understands v'shalosh trumas hakosuv medaber, so Rashi implicitly indicates that the mitzvah machtzis hashekel is only ben esrim shana, and the Ramban says that's mehechatayseh. It's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. It's miben yud gimel, and the money of miben esrim shana v'mala was not used for the trumas halishka. That was used for the malachas hamishkan. And there was a separate collection for the Trumas HaLishka, which is not one of the Shalosh Trumas of which the Torah is speaking. And the Shalosh Trumas was for the construction of the Mishkan. It wasn't for the Korbanos. You have the same machlokes that the Sefer Achinuch also writes, that the mitzvah Machtzis HaShekel is only ben Esrim Shana, not miben Yud Gimel. Also, the same mahalach as Rashi. The Pekiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch quotes, there is a work that today is widely assumed to be a forgery, called the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh, which was attributed to the Rosh. But Kivega apparently was the evidence of that hadn't yet been unearthed. So Kivega quotes from that in the Haggadah to Shulchan Aruch. So in the Psalm in Rosh, it says that the Shleach Tzibur from Musaf should be at least 20 years old. That you shouldn't take someone between age 13 and 20 who can be Shleach Tzibur for the other Tfilas, but not for Musaf. And the Cheshbin is based on this. It's based on this Shita of Rashi, or the Sefer Achinuch, that in order that the Chiyuv of Machzis HaShekel to contribute to the Truma Salishka from which the Korbanos Tzibur were purchased was only in Ben Esrim. I don't know, Kivega quotes it, it's hard to... So clearly, what that, again, that view reflects is that there's a fundamental difference between Tfilas Musaf and the other Tfilas. The other tefillas hagam that they're keneged tmidim, they're correlated with the tmidim in terms of the zmanei tefillah, in terms of the minyan tefillas. But the tefillah itself is not unashal leparim sfaseinu. The tefillah itself is not in lieu of the korban. Not when Chazal were koveya zmanei tefillah, minyan tefillah, so they were koveya keneged tmidim. But the tefillah is not in lieu of the korban. Masha ein kein. Tfilas Musaf is a replacement for the Korban Musaf. Tosfos has such a svara. Why don't you find Tashlumen for Tfilas Musaf the same way you have Tashlumen for Arvus, Shachris, and Mincha? So Tosfos says no, because Tfilas Musaf is an Ashamas of Parim Sfaseinu. So since Orvaz Manu is Batal Korbano, so you can't have Tashlumen for Musaf. But that, there is no analogous consideration by having Tashlumen for Arvis, for Shachris, for Mincha. Again, the correlation with Tzmidim notwithstanding. There's one view in the Mishnah, in the Tanoim, that this Musaf is only the Tzibur, only the Chever, that a Yochid... doesn't, if for some reason a person can't be in shul, Shabbos, or Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever the case may be, that a yochid doesn't daven musaf. Obviously, we don't pass in that way. But eich shehu, the Psalm Moshe then thinks that hayos that the tefillah is b'mokum korban. So the shleach tzibur has to be one who was mechuyav lishkol to buy the korban, and the Psalm Hanosh was reflecting this view of Rashi and the Chinuch. Let's see the next one. But Machtes Hashagav Shachal Kodesh Kavod Al Moshe Rabbeinu Matveya Kesev B'Yisrael Ki Melech Godol Hoya. What are these lines in? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech Godol. What's that going to do with Machzis HaShekel? So, let's say in Halacha, we talked about Kesef and Shavu Kesef. Now, in that context, obviously Kesef doesn't mean only silver, as it does when you're talking about a metal, where Zahav means gold and Kesef means silver. But kesef means it's money, it's cash, and shavu kesef means it's not. So we have what's considered money, and what's considered shavu kesef. So the definition of money is whatever the government accepts as currency. That's money. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Kavala Moshe Rabbeinu Madbea Kesef Yisrael. Ki Melech Gadol Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu is the government. And what the government says is currency. That has a din of Kesef. But that's why in Hilchos Ribis, let's say when you have, let's say, I don't know whether it's Canadian money here, or whether you, I don't know, a person comes back from Eretz Yisrael and has shkolim from Eretz Yisrael. So, in here, so that's shavu kesef. It's not kesef because it's not the currency which the government recognizes. Kavala Moshe Rabbeinu Madbeya Kesef Yisrael Ki Melech Gadol Haya V'Karala Madbeya Hu Shekel Bavu Shekel HaMadbeya. So why that coinage, that cash, why is it called Shekel? Shekel is Lashon Mishkol, weight. Bavu Shekel HaMadbeya V'Mishkol Shalem. Ein Bo Pchas Lo Kesef Sigim. It's pure silver. What was established as the currency is something which is a pure weight in the sense that it's pure silver. When a person, Pashas B'chukosai, says, Eriko alai, so what he pays is defined in terms of shkolim. Upidyon ha-bukhur. Also, the Torah defines that amount in terms of b'madvei ha-hu, Shehem Kodesh, v'chein kol shiklei ha-mishkan, v'chein kol kesef kotzuf ha-omer v'atara, yikru lo ha-kosuf shekel ha-kodesh. So why is the shekel referred to as shekel ha-kodesh? Because it's the shekel that's used for Inyan Kedusha. It's the shekel which is the unit for Mitzvah Santara. All Mitzvah Santara are not defined in terms of dollars, are not defined in terms of pounds, in terms of lira, they're defined in terms of shekel. So the shekel is the currency of Kedusha. Of mitzvahs, of kedusha, of the Torah. V'chein atam etzli b'meshur abosenu korin loshan haTorah, loshan haKodesh. Why do we refer to Hebrew as loshan haKodesh? Why do we refer to loshan haTorah as loshan haKodesh? Shehu mitnei shedivei haTorah v'hanavuos v'chol divei kedusha kulam b'loshan ha'hu nemru. Again, it's the loshan of kedusha. It's the loshan through which kedusha is communicated. The same way the shekel is the unit for mitzvos, for kedusha, so too the language, this is the language through which, it's the language of kedusha, through which kedusha is expressed, is communicated. V'hinei hu ha-loshon ha-kadosh baruch hu yisal l'shmo medav v'om neviyof. V'imadoso anochi v'loyira u'shor hadibos ha-torah v'anavua u'bo in lashon hakodesh nikra b'shmos avakdoshim v'shiv Hashem u'shenim nuchakim are all from this language. So this is the language of Kedusha. It's the language through which Kedusha is expressed. It's the language through which Kedusha is communicated. Ke'al elukim tzvaka shakai v'yud kei v'Hashem ha-gadol ha-miyuchad u'bo bara olamo. Why did the Ramban only list six of the Shiva Shem Hashem and Mechakim? Kael Elokim Tzvokal Shakai Yudkei V'Hashem HaGodol HaMeyuchad Yudkei Vavkei. Remember, I have to look in the Gemara in Shavuos. I don't remember. Okay, I'll have to look there before I say. Rekar Shmel Shemayim Ba'aretz V'Chol Shabon U'Malacha V'Chol Tzva'av L'Chulam B'Hashem Yekar Michal V'Gavia B'Loshan Ahu U'Bakar Shemos L'Gdash Mashir Ba'aretz Avam Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Shlomo V'Zulasam. So Kedusha is communicated in this language. So Memela, this is Lashon HaKodesh, it's the language of Kedusha. But Harav Omer B'Mara Nevuchim, the Rambam gives a different explanation for why we refer to it as Lashon HaKodesh. Al tachshav shenikra l'shonenu l'shon HaKodesh l'ga'avosenu o l'to'usenu. Aval hu b'din? Kizah Lashon Kodesh. Lo yimotsu vo shemos le'eva habi'ila b'zocha u'b'nekeva. V'lo la'tifa v'lo la'shesen v'lo tzoa rak b'kinei. In Lashon HaKodesh, there's no explicit vocabulary either for the reproductive system or for the excretory system. But no explicit words, meaning that obviously there's need at times to speak of these inyanim. But whereas in other languages you have words whose primary meaning refers to the reproductive organs and refers to the parts of the body involved in the excretory system or waste. In Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have any words where that's the primary meaning. There's something, it's always something indirect or euphemistic about the vocabulary. Balyata oscha shego, kihu shem isha hamizumenes the mishkav. Va'ama yishgalena, that's the ksiv, we don't read it. Alpima shenichta valav, uperusha yikach isha lefilagish. Vehina ein tzorach latam hazeh. So initially, the Ramban, I mean, he's going to, the questions against the Rambam escalate. But initially, the Ramban just says, this is superfluous. No, the real reason is what I presented before. What's a little bit of the omek of the Rambam in terms of understanding Lashon HaKodesh? The vocabulary of cultures reflect the preoccupations of that culture. If a culture is more interested in flowers, for instance, so then you're going to have a much richer vocabulary to identify flowers. You won't lump together whole groups of flowers, but you'll have very fine and subtle distinctions will be reflected. So language mirrors preoccupation. That's what the Rambam is saying. The significance of Lashon HaKodesh is that a person recognizes that even though these are areas of human life that need to be dealt with appropriately. But in terms of what's a person's calling in life, what's a person's focus in life, what a person's goal in life is, so these don't come into play at all. Lashon HaKodesh reflects a preoccupation with Kedusha. For the Ramban, the Lashon HaKodesh is that it's the Lashon through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed Kedusha. For the Ramban, Lashon HaKodesh is, it's the Lashon which reflects our preoccupation with Kedusha, and that's why, as it were, our vocabulary, our language is so impoverished when it comes to talking about Dvarim Gufaniyim. Again, even though we are hybrid, so we're spiritual, but we're also physical, and in that sense, they are a part of human reality. But the Dafka, our language is impoverished, that we don't have any words whose primary meaning is assigned, again, either to reproductive system or excretory matters. Maybe just to leave off with a question, and maybe we'll think about it and perhaps we'll need to revisit it. When the Ramban refers back to what he said, and when he says that the Rambam's reason is unnecessary, it seems like he's saying more than he said initially. Initially, the Ramban, I mean, how did the Ramban segue to talking about Lashon HaKodesh? He was talking about the phrase Shekel HaKodesh. What's the pshat in shekel hakodesh? Shekel hakodesh is the currency, is the unit, is the money that's used for inyan kedusha. How much you have to give for pidyon haben is defined in terms of shkalim. Is defined in terms of shkalim. How much you have to give for arachin is defined in terms of shkalim. Mitzvos haTorah are defined in terms of shkalim. It's the shekel of inyan kedusha. It's the shekel in which inyan, according to which inyan kedusha are defined. And v'chein hatam, this segue to lashon hakodesh, again suggests, as we said, that the pshat lashon hakodesh is that it's the language through which inyan kedusha are communicated, are expressed. But here in the v'hinei ein tzarach hatam hazeh, Ramban seems to be saying more than that. He seems to be saying that there's something inherent or intrinsic, shahaloshin kodesh kadoshim, right? So it's hagam that he segued from the phrase shekel hakodesh, but there obviously isn't anything inherently or intrinsically kadosh about a certain weight of silver, of pure silver. He certainly didn't mean that by the shekel hakodesh. So the v'chein notwithstanding, the v'chein notwithstanding, the Pashto says that the Ramban is going further by his understanding of Lashon HaKodesh. And that it's not only sort of that the Lashon attains the status of Lashon HaKodesh because it's the language through which Inyanei Kedusha are expressed. No, but that's somewhat inverted. It's because the Lashon is Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's something that inheres, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first infused into the language, and then the language becomes that which is the natural means of communication in the Nevi'im and with Matan Torah. So that seems to be clearly indicated here. So why initially is it with the V'chein? So maybe we'll leave that now with a tzarachiyun. Okay, we'll stop.